Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom, boom.
Indeed.
Boom, boom.
Happy Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. It's time for Dumb Debate Tuesday, and today the Dumb Debate is from Aaron, who says somewhere in here, hey, guys, I need a ruling before my friend group files for arbitration. I'm from St. Joe and tell people I'm from the Kansas City area. My buddy, who moved to Olathe like 5 minutes ago and now thinks he's the Pope of everything metro, says that that's a lie.
Okay.
He says, I have to drive down. It's over an hour drive away. I wonder what the commute time is. I don't think it's over an hour. I'm not, he says, I'm not local. I say the Chiefs kingdom includes St. Joe. There's three Casey's here. That's all you need.
Lovely.
If there's a Quick Trip there, then you might be also in the Casey area. And he said, if that's the case, then Omaha is in the Kansas City area as well, because there's Chiefs fans in Omaha. So I'm Kansas City adjacent-ish, Casey-ish, or guilty of metro inflation. Help me before I lose my mind. That's from Mike in St. Joe. Mike is very Casey curious, I guess.
It is like 45, 50 minutes to St. Joe.
So here's, it's a great debate. I don't know if it because St. Joe is a big enough city that it might be out of the metro.
Okay, so it depends on the purpose and the use of metro area.
Yeah,
you know, if we're talking about TV markets,
right?
St. Joe does not have its own TV. To my knowledge, they don't have
TV
stations.
They do have their own radio stations.
They do have radio stations, yeah. but often TV markets are how we kind of define metro areas. They don't have their own TV markets there. I would argue training camp.
Yep, training camp is
St. Joe. And therefore, there's a connection between St. Joe and Kansas City. It is about 60 miles from us in Mission, but it is 30 miles from Platte City, which I would consider like the northern edge of official metro, which is not far. That's just a quick little run up I-29. I mean, it's when I lived 60 miles from Chicago, I said I lived near Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Because nobody would ever know the name of my town. So I said Chicagoland, because that's a phrase.
Isn't that it's a weird name.
Say it again.
Kankakee.
Yeah.
That was close.
Yeah. It's not considered Chicagoland. It's not considered a suburb. Mm-hmm. But do you have to be considered a sub? Do you have to be an official suburb to be considered part of that metro area? Some people would say yes.
On who you're talking to. If, like, when I was in school, I told people I was from Kansas City because
you are.
People don't care about Liberty.
Liberty is.
It doesn't matter. I'm from Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think if you're on vacation and you're in the, like, I don't know, Oakland airport for some god awful reason, and people ask you where you're from, you can say
god awful reason.
Yeah. If you're in an airport somewhere and be like, oh, where are you from? And you say Kansas City, I don't got a problem with that. But if you're talking to somebody from Kansas City, if you're like at a bar hanging out and talking to a stranger for some god awful reason, I think you can tell people that you're from St. Joe, and that's not a problem. I also don't want to just like dismiss you. Like, I don't have a problem with St. Joe except for that god awful college that's there.
Tell us how you really feel.
Wow. You used the word god awful like five times there. I liked it. Here's an argument from the text line. If they're 816 in the KC Metro, well, I'm 913. That's not.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, I think that's 309.
Yeah, that's not. That's
and I
not,
live here.
That, you can't go by area code because if you're in New York, there's like an area code every other block.
What's the area code for St. Joe, Missouri?
It's 816, isn't it?
It's 816 and the new overlay area code 975.
Yeah.
How did I not know we were adding a new area code?
Oh.
I still have the same phone that I had in college. So my phone starts with 309, but I live here.
Yeah. I guess the implication, area codes are outdated anyway.
Yeah, because people don't get new phones and change phone numbers anymore.
In fact, I'm 618 from Southern Illinois. I just live in a 913 area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does this matter? Like, when does it actually matter where you're from or when you...
I think it's a matter of, I guess, it because if you tell people that... Say you move to a different area and they ask you where you're from. You say Chicago, so people have a point of reference. I say St. Louis, right. So people have a point of reference. If you're from St. Joe, I don't know that enough people know where St. Joe is to have a point of reference, so you would say Kansas City.
Let me ask this then. Is Lawrence a part of the Kansas City metro?
No.
It is, isn't it just as close to us as St. Joe is?
That's not a proximity issue. That's a cultural issue.
So that's why I think it's not a fair, because I also don't consider Lawrence to be a part, but they don't have their own TV, to my knowledge, right? They have their own radio, but not their own TV. So if you're judging it based on that, but Lawrence is arguably closer to Kansas City than St. Joe.
Because Lawrence is known for KU, not for being part of the Kansas City area.
Okay.
So you would say, I'm from Lawrence, Kansas. This is where KU's at. So that's what you would tell people.
A place with its own culture.
And is bigger.
All right.
Lawrence is bigger than St. Joe. We're getting phone calls.
Anytime
that we
get calls without asking for them, we'll double down. 913-586-7798. The question is St. Joe a part of the Kansas City area? Mike is having an argument with his friend who lives in Olathe. Mike lives in St. Joe. He just moved there. And his friend says, stop saying you're from Kansas City. You're not.
I think size matters. Size matters. Lawrence being kind of an entity of its own matters, whereas St. Joe doesn't have as much to be known for.
Like if you're in New York, a lot of people don't say they're from New York. They'd say they're from Brooklyn or Manhattan.
And we would know
Queens or something.
We know that that's a part of New York.
And we know the difference.
Yeah.
And people do because they have that point of reference from based on TV shows or whatever.
And ownership of that part of New York, each part has an identity of its own.
Right.
And they own that.
Is Chicago like that? If you say you're from South Chicago,
People,
or would anybody not? Would people not admit that?
Are very particular about what you say. When the Pope was chosen, and the fact there was a big debate about whether he's actually from Chicago and whether you can say he's from Chicago. People who are actually from the city take that very personally.
I just assumed he's from Chicago.
He's from a little, he was born very close to where Barack Obama lived.
Okay.
And had his cultural center.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but that sparked this big debate.
Mm-hmm.
If you are from the city of Chicago, you are not allowed to say that you're from a suburb because you are not from the city.
I've never once heard anybody push back on me that you're not really from St. Louis. You live 30 minutes away in Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no point of reference.
Right.
Because I don't want to have to explain to people where I'm from. If I'm somewhere else, they'll ask where were you born and raised? Oh, to St. Louis. Cause if I say Southern Illinois,
and then they're going to ask you what high school you went to.
Yeah.
I usually say I'm from the Chicago area. And if someone asks me what town, then I will tell them and I'll say it's an hour south, but you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
So point of reference is good.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Jacob in Platte City. Hey, Jacob.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
So before I get to what I was actually going to, the point I was going to make, I was born in a town called Haverty Grace, Haverty Grace, Maryland, right next to the Aberdeen Proving Grounds, where I was born. When people ask where I was born, I just tell them Baltimore, because nobody knows we're a little town on the Chesapeake Bay.
Right.
But I do not think that St. Joe is part of the metro for several reasons. For one, once you leave Platte City, it's a half hour from here to St. Joe.
And that's a pretty, Jacob, real quick. That's a pretty empty half hour, right? There aren't.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
That's just all interstate.
Just about to say that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a stretch of land, of farm fields. There's nothing between here and there other than the town of Fawcett.
Okay.
So
to me, that backs up your point.
Exactly. So with the amount of gap between Platte City and St. Joe, And then second, so I have an 816 number, even though I live in Leavenworth now. But years ago, I bought my phone at a store in St. Joe, and therefore I wound up with a St. Joseph number. So my number is 816 and then 385. So when I call somebody, it comes up as St. Joseph, Missouri.
Huh.
Okay.
So they have their own number code for St. Joe.
Okay. Yeah, I'm.
I did. Yeah,
I mean, and the Chiefs analogy doesn't fly with me either. Because we're going to the training camp.
Yeah.
So if we're going to use that analogy, then what is it?
Surprise Arizona. Was just Jupiter, Florida, for the Cardinals. Right.
I mean, I was just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Is the World's training ground KC Metro then?
So yeah. I can't remember where the. Thanks for your call, Jacob. I can't remember where the Rams used to practice. I think it was Earth City or something like that in Missouri, somewhere weird that they used to practice when they were in St. Louis. But yeah, I think that's actually a really good point. If there's a lot of empty land mm-hmm. between the area and that city, then you're not part of that city anymore.
I think that's a very good argument. Yeah. The town that I grew up in is almost contiguous now because the suburbs have grown so far, mm-hmm. almost contiguous with Chicago.
All right, I'm going to put this up on the text line and get votes on this. So if you think that St. Joe is part of the metro, text Y for yes to 913-586-7798. If you think it is not, text N to the text line, the letter N to the text line at 913-586-7798. We could do a million of these, by the way, because St. Joe's won, and whether that is or not. Lawrence, you brought up. A lot of people are arguing Lawrence is not. And I want to hear people who are like, if you're from St. Joe, you don't want to be considered part of Kansas City.
Don't make us a part
of
your...
Don't make a your whole problem. Go ahead.
No, go. I was just thinking about the Omaha thing. Did the person say they were trying to say that St. Joe may as well be a part of Omaha? Was that what they said?
That's what they said.
No, Omaha's that's farther.
That's crazy.
That doesn't make sense.
Omaha's 3 hours away. Yeah, like, that's not relative. What about like Paola?
That's actually a good question because I think that's too far south.
Or Lewisburg.
Well,
cuz like if I drive 5 miles, not 5 miles, but if I drive probably 15 minutes south of where I live, I'd be in Lewisburg. Would that not be the Kansas City area anymore?
I'm looking to see how, just to refresh my memory a little bit. I think that's metro. I think that's
Can you call yourself a Kansas Cityan? I don't, you know what? It's funny. I'm just thinking back when I would be in Massachusetts, this is how I would tell people where I was from. I lived in Overland Park, Kansas. It's just outside of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I would say that all the time because I kind of feel like Overland Park's a little bit different. And Joco is a little bit different than Kansas City. Not trying to start a whole border war, but maybe that's the reason why.
I'm going to say yes. Weirdly, I feel like St. Joe is not a part of the metro now, the more we talk about this.
Yeah.
But for the same reasons, I think Paola is. It's much smaller, mm-hmm. and it's not that far. I mean, what street is that? That's 58, but I'm looking to see like how many miles that is from like the south. It's only 15 miles from Olathe. I think Paola is KC Metro.
All right.
What about Harrisonville?
Ugh.
Because it's a bigger town.
Yeah.
And you're only 10 miles from Belton, but there's enough stuff going on there.
I guess we do this with a million things. 913-586-7798.
St. Joe is the best one,
798. Yeah. Well, St. Joe, I think, isn't because it has its own identity.
Yeah.
I think you could say you're from St. Joe and other parts of the country. And if anybody says, oh, where is it? You're like, it's a little north of Kansas City, but
right. No,
we have our own thing. Eminem is from here. 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls in just a minute and update the voting. Is St. Joe part of the Kansas City Metro? That is the dumb debate we're having here on a Tuesday. We'll decide it coming up on midday.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This was a dumb debate that's becoming a pretty heated debate.
Heated debate on, at least on the, on not Facebook, on the text line. Thank you. 913-586-7798. So asked you guys to text yes to the text line at 913-586-7798. If you think that St. Joe is part of the Metro, text no to the text line. If you think it is not, 913-586-7798. So far, the yeses have it with hundreds of votes counted on this, though it is pretty split. It's 55-45 right now. Yes, St. Joe is part of the Metro. The more we talk about it, the more I think it's not.
And I think I started off thinking it was, and the more that we're talking about it, the more I also think it's not.
And that's not to the detriment of St. Joe. It's actually a positive because you're your own thing.
Yeah.
Like when I go up to St. Joe for training camp, I don't feel like, oh, I'm in Kansas City. I'm in the Kansas City metro area. Or if I'm in Lee's Summit, I do.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in Overland Park, I do. But if I'm in St. Joe, I feel like I'm in St. Joe.
I think the biggest argument is what Jacob said, that there is a gap. It's not a contiguous thing. There's a gap between
us land gap.
And St. Joe.
Yeah.
And there's not, and like you said, there's like one town along the way, mm-hmm. and that's about it. So
913-586-7798. Let's go to Dave in Lee Summit. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Hey.
St. Joseph is definitely its own separate thing. And Jamie, they actually do have their own TV station.
Oh.
St. Joe does?
Yes. KQTV Channel 2. It has been on the air since the 1960s.
Okay. I stand KQTV corrected.
There's a lot of little bitty tiny markets around in various places that just have
that's ABC
one TV station. Yeah. Kirksville, Missouri is another one of them.
Interesting. I had no idea that was the case either, Dave. But you think that St. Joe should be its own thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely its own thing.
Okay. All right. And it does. Definitely. I mean, you just go based on vibes, but that's kind of what it feels like when you're there. It doesn't feel like Kansas City, and that's because you have to drive through a bunch of farmland mm-hmm. to get there.
Somebody on the text line says, as a bunch of you are coming up with analogies, and we're screening these as we go a little bit.
Yeah.
Somebody on the text line said, Weston is not a part of Kansas City.
Yeah.
I would disagree with that.
Okay. I'm showing my ignorance a little bit.
That's okay. You're relearning your maps. Yeah. Go north, go west. So go up to the airport and go northwest.
Okay.
You're talking 5 miles from Platte City.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Weston is a part of. Somebody said, well, it's an hour. It's an hour from.
I mean, Kansas City's huge.
Yeah. It is its own little thing. It is its own little vibe, but it's a part of.
I mean,
I think it's a part of Kansas City.
Weston is literally, I mean, it's Kansas City, like you said, Platte City.
It's right there.
The airport, Platte City, then Weston. No.
Yeah.
Unless they want to have their own little. For instance, like Salem, Massachusetts has its own identity because mm-hmm. the Witch Museum and the hangings and all that and the history there. You wouldn't consider that necessarily part of Boston. You would consider that to be its own little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's an example, but it's a very small town.
Yeah.
My point.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of is there an example like that around here where there's just a small town with a very hardcore identity that wouldn't be part of the Kansas City area?
So Atchison is the one I wanted
Atchison's
to put on the board.
A good one.
I'm going back and forth about that because for those who don't know, as we keep going north and west with our suggestions, go to the airport, keep going up 273, keep going northwest, and eventually you hit Atchison if you just go over a little bit. Yep. And they have a lot of culture around Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
It's its own identity. It's its own destination for you to go, and because there's so much stuff there dedicated to her. That's far enough away that I could listen to either way on Atchison. Leavenworth, I debate in my head a little bit. I think it's definitely a part of the Kansas City Metro, except for one thing. It has an identity for the Fort Leavenworth,
right?
For the military, and it's super close, right? I mean, it's just over the river.
And a supermax prison, but you
could argue that because of the military base, it's a separate thing.
If somebody says, like in a movie or something like that, you're going to Leavenworth, nobody goes, "Oh, you're going to Kansas City. You're in jail just outside of Kansas City, or you're going to a base just outside of Kansas City."
Yeah,
they think you're going to Leavenworth. Yeah.
Keep these if you have other suggestions.
I think military prisons sort of, or military bases themselves sort of breed their own like culture.
They're their own cities.
They're very insular. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Whiteman. That wouldn't be.
Whiteman is its own, but even around the Camp Pendleton in San Diego, mm-hmm. I mean, they're like one entity, but it's Camp Pendleton. It's its own thing.
Yeah. My sister lived at Whiteman for a few years and with her family, and they visited Kansas City, certainly, mm-hmm. but they didn't consider themselves part of the Kansas City Metro.
My friend's mom was a warden at Leavenworth, and she is the most terrifying and nicest woman I've ever met in my life.
Nice.
Let's go to Dana in Kansas City. Hey, Dana.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So what is your rule for whether a city is part of a larger city?
So what's funny is I relate to all the little cities you're mentioning. So I was born in Chicago, like Michigan Avenue, looked in Navy Pier.
Chicago, actual Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah.
And so like, you know, like I'm from Chicago, but then, you know, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago and I'd be like, I'm from Buildingbrook, Naperville area. So when you're in that proximity, you're like, okay, you're from Chicago, this suburb of Chicago. My parents moved to St. Louis. The St. Louis area, and then we lived in St. Charles, and I'm like, I'm from St. Charles. St. Louis.
Did you spend any time in Lexington, Massachusetts as well? We can complete the circle.
Well, now I live just south of Kansas City in a little town called Freeman, and even within Kansas City, Freeman. If I'm in Overland Park, mm-hmm. people are like, where's that at? I'm like, it's like 25 minutes from here. So then I'm like, I'm from Kansas City. Like at that point, if people around me don't know where I am, I'm just going to go to the biggest place.
Do you know Timber Creek?
I do.
Okay, I go there a couple times a year.
I think, I think the thing is, Dana, and this is to settle this, is if the town has its own identity.
Yeah.
If it's known for something, and it could be it could be the smallest town in the world, but if that's what it's known for, mm-hmm. like what is it, Knox? What is a place mm-hmm. in New Hampshire that has like the first voting? It's like Knox.
Oh, Knott's.
Knoxbury,
something like that. But it's like Dalton Knox or something like mm-hmm. that. That's the first. That's just outside of Boston. It's New Hampshire, but Boston is huge.
Yeah.
A lot of places in New Hampshire even consider themselves kind of part of the Boston area. But that place, because it's so small and because it's known for that, is known, it would be that. Like, you wouldn't say, I'm from the Boston area. I'm from that place that does the early voting.
Right.
Whatever the hell the name is. Yeah. Did you have something else to say, Dana?
No, I was going to say, like, Lewisburg, I don't know if I consider it Kansas City because it's got the cider mill and, you know, like, it kind of has its own little vibe. I don't know if you've been there, but it has its own little vibe. It's small town, but big town.
Big Cat Sanctuary is there.
Somerset Winery is there. Because I don't think it's known outside of Kansas City.
Like, that's probably true.
Yeah.
My brother's girlfriend knew about it and she's from Dallas.
Okay. Well, then, never mind.
Looking at things to do near Freeman, it came up. And she's like, oh, is Lewisburg like a real place? I'm like, yeah, it's a real place.
All right. Thanks for your call, Dana. All right. 913-586-7798. We'd like to hear from some people from St. Joe mm-hmm. on this. I'm assuming our signal reaches that far. 913-586.
Yes, we have.
We do? Okay.
Coming up. We can.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jamie from St. Joe in just a minute. But yeah, keep the votes coming in. We'll settle this on the other side. 913-586-7798. Currently, it's 56-44.
Okay.
St. Joe is part of the Kansas City area.
Oh, and you and I,
we're both
on the other side.
I think people just like disagreeing with us. 913-586-7798. You can vote right now. Is St. Joe part of the Kansas City area? Vote. Text yes for yes. Text no for no. And text that to 913-586-7798. We'll settle this coming up on midday.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The plot keeps thickening because we keep coming up with new metrics to use to decide if something is a part of the metro area
just
or not.
Throwing these at us, and I think we should decide some of these and then get back to the St. Joe debate.
So here was part of what, here was one I threw out to Weir during the debate. During the break.
We're good.
If we were a radio station that read school closings on the air, which we don't do anymore.
For snow.
Would you be listening to us for school closings? Or do you have a radio station of your own that you would listen to instead?
See, that's a good standard. But I remember when I grew up in Belleville, Illinois, we considered ourselves part of the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. But we listened to WIBV, which was the local station. It was located in Belleville for those specific school closings.
We had our own radio station that did it.
Yeah.
We did not. The Chicago TV stations didn't put us in their scroll. Mm-hmm. We were not considered a part of it. Do they have a daily newspaper, which I know is a tough thing, but not a weekly newspaper anymore. That's a tough one.
I think that's a better qualifier.
Yeah.
Because a very few smaller towns have newspapers anymore. Knight Ritter bought everything and then closed it all.
Yeah.
All right. 913-586-7798. Just update the voting real quick. It is still at 50. It's 57. Now it went up.
Okay.
Is St. Joe part of the KC Metro? 57% say yes. 43% say no. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Jamie in St. Joe. Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. We had a Dana and now a Jamie calling us.
Right.
I just do not see how we could be a part of a metro area that we are that far away from.
Yeah.
Go on.
Do you think is this a new thought that we might be a part of the metro area?
No, I've heard people say that before.
Okay.
That it is.
Related to the Chiefs camp being here. But
no.
I like
that's a good point, though. Yeah.
I enjoy going there, but it's far enough away, and there's not much in between us and you. We don't go to you for local news.
Right.
Like you said, school closing. So, no, I think you're a great asset to us, but I think we're our own town.
We'll use you when we need you, but otherwise leave us alone.
I just feel like we're a divorced couple and we're negotiating the kids. Like,
yes, parenting plan.
You're a good father, but you're a terrible husband.
Yes.
Okay? Like, that's just where we're at.
Okay.
So Jamie from St. Joe is a definite no on that. Let's go to Kathy in St. Joe. What do you think about this, Kathy?
Good afternoon.
Morning. Whichever.
Only radio station there is.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. I mean, there might be other
Save
numbers on
one.
The dial, but there's just garbage coming out of them. So is St. Joe part of Kansas City or not, Kathy?
I'd have to say no. I went to school in Kansas City, went to college down there. But as far as 35 minutes, it takes me to drive down the highway and I'm in Kansas City. Kansas City is a place to go for anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
St. Joseph is where the Pony Express started and Jesse James ended, and that's about it, except for the Chiefs training camp.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I sort of regret that I brought that up because everybody's latching onto that.
But I think that, and Jamie said, not you, but Jamie the caller, said that it might feel more like St. Joe is part of the Kansas City Metro because of the training camp now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that is a better qualifier, but it might add to the vibe that it's more of a Kansas City area.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Kathy. Because I remember when I first moved here, I don't think anybody would have considered St. Joe to be part of the KC Metro. And now increasingly it has been. There's also an aspect of like people commuting for work.
Yeah.
That's more common now than it used to be. Mm-hmm. So that might be one of the reasons people consider it. I don't know. Let me just throw out the phone number for the voting again. Vote yes. 913-586-7798. Just text the word yes if you think that St. Joe is part of the Kansas City Metro. Text the word no to 913-586-7798 if you think it is not. From the text line, one, do the street numbers correspond with a downtown area like Lewisburg, Kansas does? That makes sense because the numbers there.
Do the numbers
keep? It's like 180.
Yeah,
all that. Two, what TV stations come in over the air? I believe St. Joe has its own TV. Apparently, they have at least one TV station.
Okay.
I didn't
That's
know.
Cool.
913-586-7798. Update the voting again in just a couple minutes. Let's go to Steve, north of Platte City. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. I just wanted you all to know that there's more between Platte City and St. Joe than whatever you had on the phone a while ago.
Well, to be fair, we were talking specifically about like the highway and things like that. We weren't trying to dismiss those towns. Yeah. Okay.
There's Platte City, 5 miles north of Platte City is Camden Point. 5 miles north of Camden Point is Dearborn. About 6 miles north of that is Fawcett. So, you know, it ain't totally a dead area up here at all farm. There's a lot of farm ground, but, you know, and we are not part of Kansas City as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. So we agreed and disagreed. That's great.
And the whole thing is Kansas City comes up to 92 Highway at Platte City. A lot of 92 Highway on the, well, some on a little on the north side of 92 is.
You mean 29?
92.
Where's 92?
29 and east of 29.
Okay. Oh, I see.
92 runs from Platte City to Kearney and Excelsior. And across there to Smithville and area, there's a lot of the border, Kansas City border comes right to there.
Okay.
Because they are people that work in Kansas City that has to have a Kansas City address. And I know about where the line is across through there because I knew a fireman, which is retired now.
Yeah.
He had to live in the Kansas City district.
Right.
And he was just on the north side of 92 Highway in Red Rock.
Okay. All right. So if I was going to Dearborn, what would I be going there for?
Well, not much.
All right, Steve, thanks for your call. Appreciate
the honesty.
So that was our point, was we weren't trying to say there's nothing. We're saying that it's a lot of farmlands and small towns in between St. Joe, which is a pretty, not major city, but a larger city, and Kansas City, which is a major city. So that was our point. It wasn't to dismiss all the small towns in between. We're saying that there's not much to go to.
Not contiguous. Yeah. That's what I look for. Is there a break in the population density? And between here and St. Joe, there is. We just got some major schooling on geography, by the way.
Yeah. I couldn't even keep up.
Even some of those towns I had not heard of.
Here's my field of experience with towns. Callers.
That's it.
From, right from there. Those areas.
Yeah.
Peculiar. I know. We get calls from Peculiar all the time.
Yeah.
From Lewisburg.
Tonganoxie.
Sure, Tonganoxie.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jim in Topeka.
Oh, boy.
For instance. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
Hey.
Well, to me, a metro has a shared border. A greater area is close enough that if you're trying to tell where people at so that they know that you're somewhere close, you use the greater Kansas City area. If you're farther away from that and you're still having people that are lost and don't even hardly know where Kansas is, you would use the term region. So I would consider St. Joe in the region of Kansas City, not even metro, because there's no shared border.
Okay.
We're getting very specific about the semantics.
No, I get why you would use that area.
Yeah, I do
like,
too.
I'm from the St. Louis region or from mm-hmm. the Kansas City region. I think the difference is if you live in St. Joe, would you say I'm from Kansas City? Like,
right.
I know you could be more specific, but I think just in a more laid back parlance, I think you would still say I'm from, Jim hung up. Wow. I'm from, I think you, the point is, are you saying you're from there? Not the region, not the specific area.
And it might depend on, as we get very in the weeds on this, yeah, it might depend on who I'm talking crazy. To. If I'm in Europe and somebody asks where I'm from, if I'm from St. Joe, mm-hmm. I'm saying the Midwest of the United States, you know, because I don't even know if I expect them to know Kansas City. If they say, oh, what state? Then we're breaking it down a little more.
Right.
If I'm talking to somebody from the East Coast, I might say Kansas City and the Kansas City area because they don't know St. Joe. But if it's somebody from the Midwest, I would say St. Joe.
Right.
And then if they ask, where's that? Kansas City is your closest point of reference.
It's just north of Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. A tree fell down over there. That was, sorry. That just like I don't know. It's just a giant branch of that tree just fell off onto the.
As we go squirrel.
You can't sit over there anymore. You get distracted so much.
Well, you must have the eyesight of like 10 men because you are always seeing stuff out these windows that is like so far behind me.
They cut it down and dragged it.
I
thought it fell onto Shawnee Mission Parkway over there to the left.
This is great.
I'm glad
radio.
You didn't say
this
west or whatever.
Yeah, well, I thought it was going to cause an accident. It looked like it fell right onto Shawnee Mission Parkway and I saw a car swerve around it. Anyway,
but was it in St. Joe or was it was it in Mission or is
Shawnee
that
Mission
technically
Parkway? Is that Shawnee? Is it Mission? Which one is it? From the text line, St. Joe is where cherry mash is made. Don't say we don't have a culture.
Is that Chris Katz?
I think
that's texting
is.
In. Is that his
it's
number?
It's gotta be. And then finally, and I'm going to end on this one before giving the vote total. Where you drove here, meaning St. Joe, from training camp, did you feel it was close enough to be considered part of Kansas City? I answered this earlier. No. I felt when we went there that we were in St. Joe. I did not feel when we were there that we were part of Kansas City the same way I feel like we are right here in Mission, mm-hmm. part of Kansas City. So, no.
Did we settle this?
Yes. I think we actually solved something today, Jamie.
For the first time in...
It's crazy to me.
I don't know how long, but it's been a while.
Wow, the nose really came in there at the end.
Really? Okay.
Wow.
So you were waiting. You needed more evidence.
I just got
more evidence.
Waiting. Yes, I was waiting. You guys were waiting. it ended up being a landslide for no by the end. Okay. And by the way, I do have this set up where you can only vote once. So this was after a lot of people were convinced. 89-11.
Wow.
Is what it came in as.
Have we ever had a vote be that
switch that
far
that
apart?
Quickly? No. And not when it started off. The last time I updated, it was only 10 minutes ago. It was 57-43.
Yeah.
And then it flipped 89-11.
Wow.
All right.
Those people were waiting in line at the polling station. That's what they were doing.
This is the most important vote you'll have today.
No, it's not. Yeah. Actually, no, it's not. If you live in Jackson County, no, it's not. Make sure you go vote.
Oh, yeah, that one. I guess if you want to vote on something that kind of matters, like your county executive. All right, coming up, what are the friendliest cities in America? And is St. Joe one of them? Based on my experience with the text line the last 10 minutes, no. We'll talk about that next.
Yuzu came up with a list of the friendliest cities in America. I'm a little confused.
There's one on here that I think most people will be very confused by based on its reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So hang on a second. What are the friendliest cities in America?
So starting at number 10, mm-hmm. Cause they ranked the top 10. Number 10 is Denver. We'll just go through it quickly. Number 9 is Minneapolis.
Definitely seems like by reputation it would be.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's I think Midwest. We have
general.
The nicest people. I think Minneapolis is there.
So long as you don't piss us off and we have guns, but yes.
Yeah. Number 8 is San Jose, mm-hmm. which is on the South separate from San Francisco.
If you have enough money to live there, fine.
We'll come back to number 7.
Uh-huh.
Number 6 is Urban Honolulu, Hawaii.
I guess I would buy that. If you live there, I'm sure you're in a good mood.
Number 5 is Houston.
Nope.
Whatever. Number 4 is Miami. Okay. It's
fine.
Sunny.
Yeah,
happy times in Fort Lauderdale. Phoenix is number 3.
Yeah.
Raleigh, North Carolina is number 2. I believe that. North Carolina, they're pretty, that southern charm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty friendly.
Yeah, they're very nice there.
Number 1 is San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
which I think is one of the more boring places in the country, but whatever.
I've never been there. I cannot wait to go at some point just to see why you hate it.
I said, I think it has no personality. Okay. It just, to me, is totally vanilla. Number seven
is Boston. By reputation alone, no, not a friendly place. And I lived in Boston for 5.5 years, so I would know this. I will say this about Boston, and I don't know how they did these rankings.
Mm-hmm.
It's friendlier than you think it would be.
Okay.
Where you,
that's a pretty low bar.
By reputation, you think everywhere you go, you're going to get spit on and punched. And if anybody can tell that you're not from there, they're going to shun you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But not as many people will do that as you think.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Okay. So there you go.
Well,
coming up, we're going to have Tara Ard on to talk about suicide and prevention, the suicide and prevention walk that she is organizing and has been a part of. We will talk to her next on Midday.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.